Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much.
This week in Alaska history, November 29, 1930, operations were suspended at the copper mine at Latouche on the island of the same name. November 30, 1895, Peter Trimble Rowe was consecrated as the Episcopal Bishop of Alaska. December 1, 1894, the Yukon Order of Pioneers was organized at 40 Mile on the Yukon River. December 2, 1980, Congress passed the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, converting massive tracts across Alaska into national parks, wildlife refuges, and other protective designations. December 3, 1906, Frank H. Woski was seated as the first delegate in Congress from Alaska. December 4, 1932, the public school building at Fairbanks was destroyed by fire. And on December 5, 1905, Roald Amundsen, the Arctic explorer, reached Eagle on the Yukon River after traveling overland from Herschel Island. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society.
An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio.
Today's poem is found on the phonograph Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. Along Kachemak Bay by Marius Kilcher.
Listen what the sea wind sings of isolated, lonely things gathered from his wanderings along the Bay of Kachemak.
The old man on the wharf is standing proudly. Setting sun and silver sand is he. The way the sea loves him, I love him loudly. I love him the way he loves the sea.
Are you a sandpiper, bird of the beaches, running with the waves, the salt spray lover, in with the tide, out with the tide, even at twilight, but not forever? In May, upon a mountain top and many thousand miles away, the bird of beaches hovers over warm brown eggs, but not forever.
Now it is the silent season. Leaves are lost and birds away. When the warbler does not whisper, when the sighing grass is gone, ocean roar is silence.
I saw a little boy, a poem was he, standing on the breakwater, his heart on the breakwater, his soul with the sea.
A lonely cabin by the tide, a little star upon the rocks. In the west, the twinkling docks, and huddled by the island's side, a boat is resting for the night, a tiny speck of lantern light.
By that endless foggy sand, who is living in that shack? Does he love the lonely land, and is he ever coming back?
Listen, what the sea wind sings of isolated lonely things, gathered from his wanderings along the Bay of Kachemak.